Vayter and Shasmir and Daf Yud, pick up a test and base, but about on a page, four lines up from the bottom. I'd like to just remind you of a particular halacha. There's something called orla. Orla means that if I go and I plant a tree, then let's say an apple tree, then the apples that grow from that tree for the first 3 years are usser forever. I'm never allowed to eat them. Ever. No, never. The fourth year, I'm allowed to eat them in Yerushalayim, or I redeem them onto money and then take that money and bring it up to Yerushalayim, and I buy fruit in Yerushalayim and I can eat it over there, but it's got to be in Yerushalayim. And then we have the fifth year is then everything is mutter entirely. Now, forgive me for using lefi minyanum, but let's say it's year 2000 and I go ahead and I plant the tree in 2000. Then anything that grows in 2000, usser. 2001, usser. 2002, usser. 2003, the beginning of 2003, all of a sudden, then that stuff is mutter in Yerushalayim. And then 2004, which is the fifth year, I'm allowed to have it anywhere. Okay, that is the general principle of what orla is. And we saw the very first Mishnah in this Masechta spoke about the concept of Aleph Tishrei is considered Rosh Hashanah le Nitiya, as it comes to in reference to orla. Okay. That is a beautiful idea. Now we're going to see something a little interesting. What do I need? Like, do I need a full 12 months to be considered like a year? What does that mean? I ended up planting it on Rosh Hashanah, and then I have that whole year in the second year and the third year? What if I planted it not in Tishrei, in Aleph Tishrei, which is considered Rosh Hashanah Latiyah, but I did it on Cheshvan, or Kislev, Tevi, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul? Then what? Do I need a full 3 years? The answer is that we know Aleph Tishrei is the cutoff point where it becomes a new year. So when are you allowed to do it beforehand? And that's what we're going to talk with right now, that this actually doesn't have to be a full 3 years, but it could be less than a full 3 years. And we're going to see that right now. It's going to discuss what happens. We're going to see starting off, then we're going to qualify it, that if you need at least 30 days. So let's say 30 days of a year is going to be considered like a year. That's what we're going to see right now. Tana Rabbanan. Echad hanotea, whether someone plants new, or echad hamavrich. Mavrich is when you go ahead and you take when you take something that already exists, and you bend it, and you take the top and replant it into the ground. Or if you have a case of someone goes and they graft, that means you have a branch coming out, and then you take another branch and you attach it to that branch, and it starts to take root and grow into that thing. If you did that erev shvius, that means right before Shemitah, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, right, which is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then also Loshana Umotir Lekayimim B'Shemitah, right, B'Shvius. We end up having two things come from there. Number one, it's considered like, oh, you had 30 days, then a full year has passed. We'll see why 30 days and what that means exactly. Does it mean actually 30 days? Is it really that only one day and it just takes 30 days in order for something to actually take root? But the point is, nonetheless, if we say that if you did it a month before, then it's considered good. And also, you don't have to get rid of it on Shemitah. Why? As we spoke about something called Tosefes Shemitah, and that for the month beforehand, you have to do it before, at least a month before Shemitah. And if you do it within the 30 days, then you have to get rid of it. So if a person goes and they plant, and they do it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then also Lo Shana. Now, when Hashanah passes, they didn't begin their first year, as they're not still part of the first year. They've just began their second year. Umotel kaima mishvias, and you can mekaim it. Pachos mishloshim yom, but if it's within 30 days, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, then lo also Lo Shana. Don't think that like now you started your second year, you're still in your first year, and that's the beginning of now the first year. Va'osel lekaim mishvias, and you have to go ahead and get rid of it on shvias, like we've spoken about yesterday, 2 days ago. We discussed the concept that you have to have Tosefes Shemitah. Beep, turn the page, Daf Yud. Uperos Netia Zu. Here's where things get interesting. You would think, oh, so I just got away with, instead of 3 years, 2 years and 1 month, right? Because 1 month is considered like a year, and then 2 years and 1 month. So then that means that I have a month, I hit Rosh Hashanah, I now start the second year, and then I hit Rosh Hashanah, which now starts the third year, that by the next Rosh Hashanah, I can now right away eat those fruits, 2 years and 1 month later. Comes the going out to qualify then say, no, not true. Uperes Netiyazu Asurin Ad Tu B'Shvat. Even though you're right, that technically speaking, it's hit 3 years, it's not going to be mutter actually until Tu B'Shvat. That is a qualification of this principle. So you actually still end up gaining a 7.5 month reprieve, because Shvat is 7.5 months, Tu B'Shvat is 7.5 months before the next Rosh Hashanah, but until before the next Aleph Tishrei, but don't think you're allowed to do it right away. Im la arla, arla. Im la revia, revia. Now, what it means is, is that that's whether this is the considered the third year or it's considered the fourth year. Tu B'Shvat is actually the cutoff point. Understand clearly what that means. You need to have chanata. It's got a crown. It's got to start to actually grow itself. The fruit has to reach a certain stage. So if it didn't reach a certain stage, if it happens to be, let's say, 2 years and 1 month later, but it didn't yet hit Shvat, so then what happens is you're still in the three-year period halachically. Only once Shvat passes, then it starts to grow. So now it's considered Revoi. Now it's considered it's the fourth year, and you could eat it. You could eat in Yerushalayim. If it's right before that, then it's considered already still within 3 years, and then it's going to be Aser. So Imla Arla Arla, Imla Revoi Revoi, and that's Revoi means the fourth year of eating it in Yerushalayim. Minoni Mili, where do we get this from? As Rashi explains, where do we get Minoni Mili Sheshnos Arla Revoi Nimshachin Lesser Peros, that the law, the years of Arla and Revoi, third year and fourth year, are actually going to extend to Aser the fruits Hachanutim Kodem Tesvav that grew before the 15th Bishvat, La'acha Shekalu Shloshes Shnei Arla. Even though it was considered 3 years of Arla is already completed, why is it that it continues on? Where do we get that from? Some say that it was named Yanai. Because if you take a look, when it talks about the idea of Arla, the psukim, the three psukim in a row that talk about the different years, we have one that's talking about the third year, and then the fourth year, and then the fifth year. It says, Uva Shana Revius, but the pasuk goes on to say that, and in the fourth year, Kol period Kol Shilulam Hashem, that's the pasuk goes on, Uva Shana Chamishas, and it says, and on the fifth year, Tochlos period Lahosef Lachem Tuasa, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the fact that it goes ahead and it says, Uva Shana HaRevius, and it says, Uva Shana Chamishas, what does that tell you? That the Vav is a Vav Achibor, and it's connecting one to the next, means that Pa'amim Sheba Revius, there's some times when it's already in the fourth year, but it's still considered Arla. And sometimes it's already in the fifth year, but it's still considered like Revai, like the fourth year. And that's talking about if it was before Tu B'Shvat. Wow. So that's the Gemara. Lema delo Krabi Meir. Let's say that this whole shtickle that we said, the 30 days, it says Tanur Rabbanan in this Braisa, it says 30 days before, it's considered like a year already. Lame de look, Rabbi Meir. This doesn't work in the world of Rabbi Meir. D Rabbi Meir, because if you want to say it's Rabbi Meir, Ha'amar Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. He says even 1 day of a year is considered like a year, which means it wouldn't have to be 30 days before, even if it's within 30, even if it's 1 day before Shoshana, or Shoshana Tishrei, even if it's before 1 day before that. In other words, Chav Tes El, it's the last day of El, still it's considered fine. D'Tanya, Shulim Tenebraisa. Par Ha'amar B'Torah Stam. We have three different ways that we go out and we reference a type of cow. We have something known as a par, we have something known as an egel, and we have something known as a ben bakar. So each one of them is different shtiklach. So he says, par amar b'torah stam, whenever you have a par, which is a bull, that's mentioned in the Torah, and it doesn't say how old it is, ben esim v'arba chodesh, it's 24 months, v'yom echad, and 1 day. In other words, 3 years old. 24 months is 2 years, and 1 day he considers to be his divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar Omar, ben esrim v'arba chodesh, 24 months, u'shloshim yom. That's Rabbi Elazar. He says it's got to be at least 30 days in order to make it like a year. So it's 24 months and 30 days. So we know par is actually a three-year-old animal, but according to Rabbi Meir, it could be 2 years and 1 day is considered three. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's 2 years and 30 days. Shahay Rabbi Meir Omar, because Rabbi Meir says, Kol makom shenemar egel b'torah stam. Whenever it says egel stam, without saying how old, it means ben shana. It means a year. Ben bakar. Whenever it says ben bakar, it means ben shtaim. It's 2 years old. Par ben shalosh is 3 years old. So Rabbi Meir says 2 years and 1 day. Therefore, 1 day is considered like a year. Must be he is not our brisa. Says the Gemara, no, maybe not, maybe you're wrong. I feel it, Tim Rabbi Meir. You can even say that our Braisa works in the world of Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Kikam Rabbi Meir, Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. When does Rabbi Meir say that 1 day of a year is considered like a year? That's Besof Shana. Meaning, it's the end of the count. It's not the very beginning and you're starting out to count the years. It's had a full 2 years. And now you have another day That's finishing off its years. That's what it's considered. Rashi says, "Kegon yom echad b'shana shlishith shusof hechsher shanos of shapar," which is finishing it off. That's considered aval b'tchila shana lo. When it comes to the beginning, then not, says Rashi. "Kegon shana rishona shel natia she tchilas minyan shnei arla lo amar." When it starts off as the last day of the year, right before Rosh Hashanah, right before Tishrei, the end of the year, which is starting off the count, no, the starting off of the count, that can't be considered like a year. And therefore, maybe even he would agree when it comes to our he could even be our Braisa. Says the Gemara, now we knock that off and say, no, it's clearly not Rabbi Meir. Amar Rava says, V'lav Kavachomer who? Isn't it a Kavachomer? Uma Nida, if you take a look, we have something called Hilchos Nida. And the halacha is that a woman who goes and sees Dam, she has to have 7 days that she doesn't, that she's clean. She has to count for 7 days. And then on the 7th day, she goes to the mikvah. Now, let's say she ends up seeing Dam on Tuesday. It's right before Shkia. But it's not Shkia yet. She is right before Shkia. And then she sees Dam. Now, then hits Shkia. That Tuesday ends up being counted as a full day. Fascinating. But when we say that, even though the little bit of the days could sound kind of like a full day, we don't say that on the 7th day she goes to the mikvah. Rather, at the end of the 7th day, which means she has to have the 7th day, and then after the 7th day, she goes to the mikvah. So now we say the following. Uma nida by nida, she'ein tchilas hayom ola la basofa, the beginning of the day does not count as the end of her 7 days. Meaning to say, if let's say Tuesday's the last day, it's the 7th day. We don't say that the beginning of that day is considered like counted as a full day that she can now go to the mikvah. But we say sofayom olala betchilaso. But we do say that the end of the day counts for her in the beginning. Meaning, if she saw Tuesday right before Shkia, it's a full day. So if you're going to say you don't count the end of it, the first, a little bit of it as considered a whole day, you do count the beginning of it though, then Shana, when it comes to years, where Rabbi Meir says, Shayom Echad Ola La Basofa, that one day at the very end of the count, in other words, it was around for 2 years and then 1 day, we say it counts for a full year. So then the beginning should also be Kal V'Chomer. Beep, turn the page, Yoram Abeis. Eino din shi yom echad ola b'tchilasa. That it should also be there in the beginning. It also counts to be able to count for a full day. In our context, meaning for a full year. So Rabbi Meir Taka would say that even 1 day is a year, even in the very beginning, and it doesn't work with our Braisa. Beautiful. Says Gemara v'elamai. What do you want to say? It's Rabbi Elazar, the other opinion that we brought up over there, who says by the animals that has to be 30 days. You want to say he's working with our Braisa? Okay, so clearly you want to say that it's not going according to Rabbi Meir. So then what are we left with? Ve'elamai, Rabbi Elazar, you want to say Rabbi Elazar? Because Rabbi Elazar said before that even 24 months and 30 days is considered 3 years. Therefore, it must be that this is what we're talking about here, 30 days for Rosh Hashanah. This is Gemara. No way, because in Shloshim, Ushloshim Bai, you would need 30 days and another 30 days. You would need actually a total 60 days. Why is that? Answer is because you need to have 30 days that from before Rosh Hashanah, it's already planted. And when you plant it, it takes actually 30 days, accordingly, as we're going to see in a minute, according to Rabbi Elazar, it takes 30 days in order to actually take root. And then after the 30 days, you have another 30 days that's before Rosh Hashanah. Then that would be Rabbi Elazar, that would work with Rabbi Elazar, but it says only 30 days, planting it before 30 days, therefore it can't be that it's Rabbi Elazar. This is we learned in the Mishnah. Ein notin ve'ein machrichin ve'ein markivin erev shviyah. So you're not allowed to go and do these three things, planting and bending it in and grafting 30 days before. Pachos mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You can't do any of these things erev shviyah if it's less than 30 days. Ve'im nata ve'hivrich ve'hirkiv yakor. If you did that, you have to yakor, which means you have to uproot it. You got to pull it out of the ground. Rashi says l'fisha kolta b'shviyah, because if you did it within 30 days, then it ends up actually taking root on shviyah itself. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda comes, he says, Kol Arkava Sheinu Koletis B'Shlosha Yamim, anything that wasn't collate, that didn't grab hold within 30 days, Shuvenu Koletis, it's not going to hold on after that. So he says, no, it's not 30 days. He says it's only going to be 3 days in order to be able to take root. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Amar, they come and they say, Shtei Shabbosos, it takes 2 weeks for it to actually happen. From Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Barvo, Ledivrei Omer, Shloshim, period. Okay, so we see those three different opinions. Now, Ledivri Omim Shloshim, according to one it says that it needs to be 30, Tzarech Shloshim, Ushloshim. Therefore, you need 30 days for it to take root, and then 30 days beforehand in order to be Mosif and make Kodesh, Mechola LeKodesh. Ledivri Omim Shloshim, the one who says 3, Tzarech Shlosho Shloshim, means 33 days. Ledivri Omim Shtei Shabbos, the one who says it's 2 weeks. Tzarech Shtei Shabbos, so Shloshim Yomim, it means you need 30 days and 2 weeks. So clearly, it can't be that it's Rebbe Lazar either. Ve'inami, and even if you want to say that maybe Rabbi Yehuda's really, you say Rabbi Lazar holds. As I mentioned before, just take a step back. Instead of Rabbi Lazar, it was the Tanakama. The Loshan is Rabbi Eliezer. I apologize. So we say maybe you're going to say Ve'inami Rabbi Yehuda's really. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That what does he say? That it's only 3 days. Then it should be Shlosho Shloshim Bai. It's got at least 33 days. And we know the Brisa says 30 days. So who's it like? It's not like Rabbi Meir. It's not like Rabbi Lazar. Says Gemara El Liolam Rabbi Meir. Really, it is Rabbi Meir. You say it's like 1 day. When the Braisa says that it needs 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about Leklita in order to be able to grab hold. That it takes 30 days in order to grab hold. And therefore, that's what the Braisa is actually talking about. So originally when we thought it's 30 days as necessary to be a year, Rabbi Meir says even 1 day is good to be a year. So now we explain that no, when it says 30 days over here, it's not talking about the fact that it's got to be 30s for a year. It's 1 is good for a year. And this just means it's 30 days in order to grab hold. So it's like, all right, Yahachi, if that's the case, then Shloshim Be'echad Boy should have said 31, because you need 30 days to grab hold, and then you need 1 day in order to be that it's considered like a year. That's the Gemara, Kasavar Yom Shloshim Olo Lekan Olekan. Rabbi Meir holds that the 30th day, which ends up taking hold, ends up being counted as part of the 30 days, and as 1 day gets a double whammy, that it ends up being that now it's good for that it's considered like a full year. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan comes in, he says, Ushnei mikra echad darshu. And by the way, both of them, Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, they both get it from the same pasuk. Rav Meir, who learns that 1 day is like a year, and Rav Elazar learns that 30 days is like a year. What's the pasuk? Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish me'oshana b'rishon me'echad l'chodesh. It's talking about after the Mabel, and it says, and it was ba'achas with 1 and 600 years. In other words, 601 years. It's literal. It's 1 and 600 years. Barishon in the first be'echad b'chodesh, meaning the first month on the first day of the month. Now we're going to get into a discussion soon, tomorrow, the next day, about what does that mean? The first month. What's called the first month? Rashi already alludes to a little bit about whether the world was created in Tishrei or the world was created in Nisan. That's a discussion, but whichever one it was, the point is that it was either the first of Tishrei or the first of Nisan. So it says that Vayehi ba'achatz v'shish me'oshana b'rishon be'echad l'chodesh, Rabbi Meir Savar midekati yom echad hu da'al b'shana, since it was really only the very first day of the 601st year, but it calls it the 601st year because karli shana, shema mina yom echad b'shana chashav shana, it's the very first day, and yet it calls it the 601st year, so it's considered like a whole year. V'ida Chodesh Rabbi Elazar do with that? He says no. Iksev b'sheish meos ve'achas shana k'tegamar. If it would have said and it was in the 601st year, then Taki you'd be right. But it doesn't. It says 1 and 600. Hashad d'chsev v'achas of sheish meos shana. Shana asheish meos kari. The year is going on 600. Umay achas. What does achas mean? It means askalta da achas kamar. It means that it's the beginning of the 601st year, but it's not considered like 1 day is considered like a year. Whatever Rabbi Lazar, who says the 30 days, Rabbi Lazar, my time, how does he say that 30 days is like a year? Dichsiv, he does like a little bit of extended drasha. He says like this. Dichsiv barishon be'echad l'chodesh. In the very pasuk, it says it was the first day, sorry, in the first month, on the first of the first month, right? So it was first day of the month, the first of the month. Midakati yom echad hu da'oyel b'chodesh. From the fact that we know it's only 1 day of the month. V'kakari le chodesh, and it calls it a month. Shema mina yom echad b'chodesh chashav chodesh. Even 1 month, 1 day of a month is considered like a month. And now is the extension. And if one day of a month is considered like a month, then the logic continues to say that 30 days of a year are 30 days of a year is considered like a year. How so? Because it's all about the way that we count the measurements. We count a month by days, and we count a year by months. Being that we count a month by days, and one is considered like 30, when we count a year by months, then we count one, it's like a year. V'shana, v'chodesh l'minuyav, we count the chodesh by its, by the way we count it, v'shana l'minuyav, and also l'minuyav. And the year also, according to the way that you break down and how you go and you count it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Wishing all y'all a great, great day.